Good morning.
So what have you been driving?
Well, for the last 2 weeks, I've actually been driving the Jaguar XJL, which is their top-of-the-line sedan. Beautiful car. They've made the XJ for decades and decades. And a couple of years ago, after they got out, I guess they got up, after they got bought out by Tata out of India, they came out with a new version. Yeah, Tata, they're an Indian company that make the world's cheapest car, and this ain't it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a beautiful car. It's their big four-door sedan, and this is the long wheelbase version, so it has extended rear leg room, and there's so much room in the back seat of this, and we tried putting in a marching band, and the only part that wouldn't fit was the bass drums and the tubas. It was ridiculous. Just a gorgeous car. Jaguar has been, they've been kind of off the radar for the past several years, and cars like this and the new F-Type are really putting it back on. If they've gotten over the typical British reliability problems that they have had the reputation for, and they probably have. I mean, I've only had it for a couple of weeks and nothing's gone wrong, but that's probably a good sign there. but it's a beautiful car. This one has a 3-liter V6, all-wheel drive, supercharged V6, so 340 horsepower, 320 pound-feet of torque, and that's plenty. You can also get a supercharged V8, which would be unbelievable. I mean, here's me, Mr. Power and Torque, saying that the V6 is more than adequate. I mean, coming up here from Southern Ontario, I found it was, when you needed to pass, you could get out, back in, just beautifully. It does a really great job. I mean, that V8 would be like solid rocket boosters, I'm sure.
When you talk about how long it is, we saw you pull in today, and I didn't know what to expect, but it is a very long car. When you say sedan, it looks as long as a Hyundai Elantra or something like that.
Yeah, it's almost a limo. Yeah, it's and really comfortable back seats, nicely sculpted backs. The only thing, and this is a feature that I don't know if you can get it on as an option or not, but I was in the back for a bit and I was kind of wishing that it would recline a bit. But other than that, they're beautifully comfortable. Lots of legroom. I mean, I never have trouble with legroom anyway, but this thing is just, it's unreal.
What about the, you said there's a heated windshield in this car. That's cool.
Well, it's a great idea. I think maybe it needs another couple of generations of technology because it puts this little screen, almost like a screen door, inside the windshield. And when you get in, you don't notice it for the first while. But then, of course, once you do notice it, you notice it every time you get in. And it's really bad after dark because it takes headlights and it kind of, or not just headlights, but traffic lights, street lights, and kind of diffuses them into long, like tiger stripes. Should be Jaguar stripes, I guess. But and to me, that would be a deal breaker. Fortunately, it's a $300 option, so you can save $300 and have a better car and just use your defroster and your scraper like you do with every other car on the face of the earth.
Okay, without the heated windshield, how much does this car cost?
Well, this one comes in at just under $100,000. Starts at just over 96, and this one has a few options on it. The color description is dark sapphire, which is kind of weird. It's a beautiful
sapphire cover.
Yeah, beautiful color. But then they have like a $100 green tax here, and I forget why that. It's the car's blue. anyway. It comes with a visibility package, which includes things like adaptive headlights. So when you're turning, the headlights turn with you to light where you're going, which is a nice feature, and it works well. Also has automatic high beam, which I got to try a couple of times, and be darned if it doesn't work, just great. I was amazed at that. Piano black veneer interior. You can get different types of wood inside this thing, and this one has the piano black, and I've seen the other ones on the website, and I like this piano black. It's really classy. Just a beautiful, classy car. All in, the price is tested $99,665, so $99,365 without that stupid heated windshield.
Dave, you can get it. Just,
just what you
get too.
And in that price range, is this one of the better cars or not so much?
You know, it competes with cars like the BMW 7 Series and I guess the Hyundai Equus and the Audi A8. And I think it competes with them really well. BMW interiors drive me nuts, so that would be off, my personal radar. For me, I think this would be between, there's also the Mercedes CLS. So I think it'd be between the A8 and this Jag, and I would have a really tough time deciding.
Awesome. All right, Jim Bray is our car crasher. There's more information about him and some written reviews on his website off of our website at live885.com. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.